Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, welcome to Red Men. It's time for your bite-sized daily chunk of all the things surrounding Liverpool Football Club, both on and off the pitch with me, Paul Machin. We've got a wide variety of things to get through today. Some things leading out of the 2-0 win over Wolverhampton Wanderers last night, and a few transfer bits and pieces as well, as an emerging pattern, which might put Liverpool fans in slightly better mood and humour ahead of the Champions League game, but that's all to come. First and foremost, let's dive into it, and we're going to begin with a fact off the back, or several facts based off the back of Liverpool's win over Wolverhampton Wanderers. Some good, some bad. This one, yeah, not so great. Andrew Beasley at Bass Tune to Red, friend of the show and channel, tweeted last night: Liverpool have now kept 4 clean sheets in a row in the league. In only 5 other seasons this century have they had a longer run. I've got these mixed up. That's actually quite a good one. And it was replied to him by a guy called Matty Camp, who said, one of them being last year, a 5-match run of Leeds, West Ham, Brighton, Arsenal and Watford from late Feb through to April. And Andrew himself has followed up with the list of the other seasons. So the other 5 seasons this century where Liverpool have had a longer run of clean sheets. In 21-22, there was a 5-game run there. In 19-20, there was a 7-game run. In 2007-2008, there was a 5-game run. In 2006-2007, there was a 7-game run. And going all the way back to 05-06, Liverpool had an 8-game streak of clean sheets. So yes, certainly a positive, despite how it ended up, that Liverpool, although not back to their absolute peak form, certainly encouragement to be taken from the underlying numbers of what Liverpool are doing. Yes, stopping the opponent scoring goals is a good thing. Who knew? Another positive record, before I get to the negative one, that Mohamed Salah has equaled Ian Rush's record for scoring 20 goals for Liverpool in now 6 consecutive seasons. Yes, Mohamed Salah has scored 20 goals for Liverpool for the last 6 seasons as a Liverpool player, equaling the record established by Ian Rush. Now, Rushy has achieved that feat 9 times during his Liverpool career, but only 6 consecutively. So if Mohamed Salah were to stay another season at Liverpool and score 20 goals, then he would hold that record outright. But really, again, quite interesting to see that once again, it's a yet another stat where Mohamed Salah stacks up alongside the greatest to play for Liverpool. And obviously, Liverpool's greatest ever goal scorer, Ian Rush. If you can start to match him for things, then it means you're having, a pretty good time at the football club. Right, so on to the slightly less positive stat. Michael Reid, at Michael_Reid11, a wonderful statistician that he is, tweeted that Liverpool have gone 32 games without a penalty in the Premier League. They've had 1,138 touches in the opposition box in this run. That's the most touches in the box any side has ever had over a run of Premier League games without getting a single penalty on Opta's records. Fascinating stuff indeed. And it goes on to talk about Paul Tompkins expands on some of the points, because obviously a man responsible for not giving Liverpool a penalty on the night, but also, you know, but not ultimately responsible for all of those games, but certainly one that does have a negative impact on Liverpool's performance, is Paul Tierney. I would highly recommend checking out Paul Tompkins of the Tompkins Times for more on this. However, what he's worked out is the win rate if Paul Tierney does your games. This is a quote: in sample sizes of over 20 each prior to tonight, Man City 88.5%, which is better than normal. Manchester United 63.6%, which is better than normal. Liverpool have a 50% win rate if Paul Tierney is doing the refereeing on Liverpool games. Which is way worse than normal, which is a really, really interesting stuff indeed. And of course, Paul goes on to list a variety of other situations and what have you, but he does say Liverpool no league penalty in the last 32 league games going back to the start of April last season, which Fabinho scored against Watford, were again given the referee they get the most. Paul Tierney, who now in 24 games has never given Liverpool a single penalty, and yet in 26 and 22 games as ref for the two Manchester clubs, he's given City 6 and United 6. If you're from Manchester, come and get your penalties. If you're from Liverpool, piss off. Brilliant stuff as always from Paul Tompkins, and highly, highly recommend subscribing to Tompkins Times if you need balanced, in-depth, insightful views on Liverpool Football Club that don't get carried away by all of the sort of rage and what have you that follows Liverpool on social media. Yeah, Paul Tompkins is an absolute hero and his content is great, so do go and check that out. Yeah, if you want more stuff similar to what we do, where we try to put a nice smile on things, and not normally because we're deluded, because it turns out occasionally we know what we're talking about. One thing that might put a smile on the face, but is more likely just going to lead to some eye rolls, a pattern has emerged. A tweet is doing the rounds. This is from a guy called Tempati. Real Madrid lost 4-0 to Levante at the Bernabeu in 2021 on March 15th. They also lost 4-0 to Barcelona at the Bernabeu in 2022 on March 15th. Liverpool play at the Bernabeu on March 15th. Yeah. I mean, normally, you know, when we have these kind of records, it's normally got something to do with a coronation of some description or a royal wedding or whatever. So I'm not sure we should truly put too much stock in that one. But hey, all we're saying is the 4-0 win that Liverpool need to progress past Real Madrid is not quite as unrealistic, because it's happened in two consecutive years on that date. It's pretty amazing. Unverified, by the way. But I like the tweet, and I'm prepared to not look into it, just in the hope that that might give us, which I think is only.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Speaking of things that should be taken with a pinch of salt, but nevertheless, Indy Kyler, acclaimed Twitter transfer expert slash aggregator tweeted this. Exclusive, Jurgen Klopp believes that Jude Bellingham will sign for Liverpool Football Club. Full stop. Space. We now understand Mason Mount and James Maddison are now confirmed targets. Liverpool ideally want to sign all three players by July. Capital letters for three and for July there. Talks have already, capitals, taken place. Big changes on way at LFC. Interesting stuff indeed, which leads us into one of the next bits and pieces. This from TalkSport's website. So again, to be treated with a pinch of salt. But they say Liverpool increasingly confident of stealing Mason Mount away from Chelsea. TalkSport understands. Mount is out of contract at the end of next season and negotiations over a new deal have hit a standstill with the 24-year-old seeking parity with Chelsea's top earners. Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp knows his side are in need of a major overhaul, particularly in midfield, and believes Mount would be the ideal addition. Some sources close to Mount have even suggested a switch to Anfield as being highly likely. Selling academy product Mount, especially to a Big Six rival, Big Six, would go down badly with the Stamford Bridge faithful. So there you go. That is Alex Crook writing for TalkSport, and with zero quotations in there whatsoever, by the way, and only obviously some sources close to Mount. But obviously, you know, no great in-depth detail on that. Yeah, that's a thing. Okay, let's move things on with another piece of transfer news, which is probably also bollocks. This via Give Me Sport. Liverpool have looked at signing Chelsea midfielder N'Golo Kante. Journalist Pete O'Rourke has informed Give Me Sport. However, the 31-year-old looks close to putting pen to paper on a new deal at Stamford Bridge in a blow to the Reds and other interested parties. O'Rourke, writing for Football Insider, recently reported that Liverpool are monitoring Kante's situation at Chelsea. The Frenchman is set to become a free agent next year, but it is now thought that he is close to signing an extension in West London. Journalist Simon Phillips told Give Me Sport in February that everything is pretty much done, with Kante and Chelsea just trying to settle on the length of the new deal. Kante joined the Blues from Leicester, blah, blah, blah. What has Pete O'Rourke said about N'Golo Kante in Liverpool? The rather large title says in the middle of this piece. Well, O'Rourke says Liverpool have considered signing Kante as Jurgen Klopp looks to rebuild his midfield. Solid. Speaking to Give Me Sport, the journalist said, it's a deal they've looked at, hoping that they can maybe persuade Kante to leave Chelsea on a free transfer. We all know about Liverpool's need for midfield reinforcements. It looks like it's going to be a big rebuild job in that engine room for Jurgen Klopp's side, and Kante, with his experience and know-how, is a winner. Wherever he's been, he's had great success. To get someone like that on a free transfer would be an astute piece of business. Very interesting stuff indeed. I have no doubt that Liverpool would be asking questions, and if it was a free transfer, that's slightly more likely. However, a man who has had, shall we say, significant injury issues this season is not necessarily the man that Liverpool, I imagine, would be looking to rebuild their engine, their broken down engine room, as it's been described there. And particularly someone who's also in his 30s at this point. And, you know, yeah. Whereas, you know, to have someone who could maybe round out a squad and he's available just to be around, and perhaps you've got some players, some young players who could benefit from having him on in training and what have you, provided he's not on extortionate wages. You know, it could be an interesting move for the Reds, but it's not one that I would put too much stock in, if I'm being perfectly honest, and particularly because it's now being reported that, yeah, he's likely to extend with Chelsea. But, you know, he's about to turn 32 later on this month. He has had an absolute swathe of injuries, particularly this season. In fact, you know, he's played, just looking through what he's been able to achieve this season, his Premier League appearances so far this season, number two. He played in the first two games of the season and has had a hamstring injury that has kept him out basically ever since. So yes, grain of salt, pinch of salt, whatever you want on that one. If you want more stuff in your life, stuff that you can rely on, then I would strongly recommend checking out the rest of our content over on Red Men Plus, particularly because we get to bathe in the afterglow of a Liverpool win, which has not been such a regular occurrence this season. So, you know what, enjoy it while you can. We've got the Final Word Show, which I recorded this morning, just shy of 60 minutes, going through all the big talking points in the game. Last night we had the instant match reaction, which is another 20 minutes more, you know, in the heat of things, of course, being recorded. And Chris recorded the In the Ground podcast as well, which again, his take from inside the stands in the Kop, on the Kop, in the immediate aftermath of Liverpool 2 Wolves 0. If you want to go over there, head over to redmenplus.com. We've got a great offer for all of you guys listening to Red Men Bite Size. If you choose a Club Captain subscription, which is usually £5 a month, and use the code Bite Size, BITESIZE, caps if you will, on the payment screen, will give you 50% off that monthly subscription for 3 months. So yes, just £2.50 a month, which is basically next to nothing, isn't it, when you break it down to a bi-weekly thing, which I could do, but I, you know, with my mental arithmetic, but I choose not to. That's why. But 50% off, use the code BITESIZE to go in, check it all out, get all the videos we do, get all the podcasts we do. You can put the podcast in your native podcasting app as well and get us on the go. But yeah, sign up as a monthly club captain, use the code BITESIZE on the payment screen and grab yourself 50% off your subscription. And that should keep you thoroughly entertained, bearing in mind that because the Fulham game has been moved because of their FA Cup progression, we've basically got something approaching, I think it's a 17-day break from football coming up mid-month. You'll want to fill that with as many bits of Liverpool content in your life, I'm certain, and we've got you covered on redmenplus.com. Anyway, that is it for me on Bite Size today. Have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. If you're hearing this on Thursday, do check out Thursday Night Pint, 7 p.m. live on our YouTube channel. It promises to be an absolute belter as we look ahead to Liverpool versus Manchester United.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.